Well, it is always a pleasure to be sitting in for Mitch here on 760 WJR. Good afternoon to you. As Ken Rogulski was just saying, be safe out there, especially if you were in anywhere in Oakland County. A line of storms just came through, and I can tell you with my own two eyes, folks, they were ferocious. More on that in just a moment, but as I mentioned, I am very proud and honored to be sitting in for Mitch Albom this afternoon here on 760 WJR. And as a matter of fact, our first guest joining us, we never leave this guy alone. I wish we were talking to him under better circumstances, to be sure, but Mitch Albom kindly joins us in Haiti. And first of all, Mitch, really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Well, we've been better. as you probably know, the president of Haiti was assassinated this morning at 1 a.m. in his home. A group of commando-like gunmen broke in and killed him and shot his wife, who, from what I understand, has survived and has been flown out of the country. Jovenel Moise was 53 years old, and he was not very popular and had been holding office pretty much against the people's will for the past year, claiming that he was owed another year of presidency because of the way he came in. And there were his critics said, no, his term was up. And so he basically was ruling by decree. The government had shrunken down to about 11 people. And then in this midnight raid on his home, they killed him. And so it's thrown the country into complete chaos, and nobody knows who's running the country. And we're down here at our orphanage. This is what I did during our break. And so myself and a number of other Americans, including some Michiganders, are here. And right now the airport's closed and the borders are closed, and they've just declared martial law here. And so, you know, our main interest is protecting our children. When things get out of hand in Haiti, they can get out of hand really quickly. And it's already been a very dangerous situation with kidnappings and gang violence all over, and now without a president, no clear leader. I'll tell you that if you want to know, but the order of succession is all messed up here, and so nobody really knows who's in charge. And so everybody's sort of waiting to see what happens next.
What has been, I guess, the reaction amongst the Haitian people, Mitch? As you mentioned, you know, many of the stories are talking about that exactly which you spoke of, that this is a guy that just decreed, nope, I'm president. And what has the reaction been in the streets? Are the streets cleared now? Has there been, you know, celebrations, protests? Can you paint that picture for us?
Nobody would celebrate that kind of an assassination. I mean, that throws a country off when you think that.
Sure.
You know, you may hate the president. I mean, you know, there were people who hated Trump being president. I don't think anybody would celebrate an assassination because, first and foremost, it makes you feel unsafe. And that's how everybody feels right now. It's like, well, who were these people? I still don't know who they were. They got away. And we don't know who they're planning on, going after next. And so the streets are totally empty. Everything is closed. Every business is closed. Every house is boarded up. The word is you just don't step outside because nobody knows what's going on. And, of course, we are here at the orphanage with the kids. We're very concerned because sometimes orphanages can be targets because they figure that they're getting money from foreign aid or they have food or whatever, or there might be Americans there that they can kidnap. There was an orphanage that was attacked about a month and a half ago before there was even this kind of thing, just by gangs that they shot and paralyzed the owner and injured his wife. They raped three of the teenage girls, and it was just terrible. And so you worry about that kind of stuff all the time. So we've brought in the security that we can, hired some people that we were, thanks to some friends of ours, were able to get on site to help protect our grounds. But I think everybody's kind of doing the same thing. So there's no celebrations. But there's also no protests at the moment, out in the street. Everybody's just silent, and nobody knows what's going to happen next. I think people are quite afraid of nighttime. You know, this happened in the morning, it happened at 1 a.m. So people woke up and they found out the news. It's been, hot and like it normally is here during the day. But I think people are quite afraid of what might start happening at dark.
Mitch, is there the divide in Haiti that there is here? I mean, because as you mentioned, President Trump certainly had his detractors. He has his people that are still just incredibly loyal to him. Was there a section of the Haitian people that were pro-President Moïse, or is this a situation where he was universally disliked?
By the time this happened and he declared himself sort of, you know, I'm not going anywhere, and there weren't a lot of fans. I mean, I'm sure every politician has supporters. But no, this isn't a left-right country like America has become at the moment. No, it's look, all people in Haiti want from their government is food, security, electricity, safety, you know, and they don't get it. I mean, there's no electricity, goes on and off all day long, and for 12 hours at a shot, you don't have any. There's no security. The police forces are either decimated or corrupt or getting out of the way of the gangs. Food and schooling and things like that are non-existent. I mean, I don't need to remind people, this is the second poorest country in the world and the poorest on our side of the world. But the thing is, we're only, 90 minutes off of the coast of Florida. And America, ran Haiti for 19 years back in the teens and 20s and 30s. So we have our footprint here, and we have an obligation when a country this close to us is in disarray to do something about it. And I haven't heard anything about what the American government is going to do or if they have any plans. But, can't just sit around saying, well, we just want free elections. I mean, that's not the be-all, end-all of it. So people here, and there are a lot of other Americans here. We had just taken our kids for a beach day yesterday, a rare trip out, and we saw a whole group of Americans who were there, and I'm sure they're stuck in the country here now, and nobody knows when we can get out or how we can get out. There's groups like that, mission groups all over the country. So we're hoping for the best, but, you have to sort of prepare for the worst here, too. The bad things often happen outside in Haiti. And our kids are great, and they're keeping their spirits up, and we try not to tell the little ones. We just took in 9 new little children, ages from like 1 to 3, and so they have no idea what's going on, and we have to protect them. So it's a dangerous and critical operation here.
Yeah, God bless you, Mitch. I mean, I wish you nothing but safety for you and everybody there in the orphanage. I can't even imagine what that is like. You keep safe, you keep them safe, and hopefully we'll see you safe and sound back here sometime soon.
I hope so, Sean. I appreciate that. Thanks for all the messages that people have sent me via the various social media things. And, they can see what's going on through our website there at havefaithhaiti.org. We'll try to post different things about what's happening here. Right now, all the kids are okay, and everybody who's with us is okay. So we appreciate all the good thoughts.
Well, thank the Lord for that. Be safe, Mitch. I really appreciate you taking the time.